call into moderator mode and officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night product education conference call. My name is Amy, and I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we get together every Wednesday night to talk about different health topics and different information that Dave and I, have stumbled across that we would like to share with you, because we believe here at Platinum Health Products that knowledge is power, and that really is our goal, is to spread information so you can make better and more informed decisions about your and your family's health and well-being. So I would like to welcome David Sandoval to the call. He is the other and founder of Platinum Health Products. He just has a wealth of information that he's been researching for probably almost 20 years now. He's an author of the Green Foods Bible, which if you haven't picked up a copy, I highly suggest that you order one or pick up a copy. That's really awesome reading that gets really, really in-depth on his most passionate subject, which is all about green foods. He's also a lecturer. He's lectured around the world. Like he was just mentioning, he was just in Washington, D.C., and we have quite a few people in D.C. that are checking in tonight. And we've had a couple people on the line saying, when are you coming back to New York? They want you in New York, Dave, again. So anyway, welcome to the call. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Well, tonight is, I think, a call that is, you know, it's an important call. We've got a crisis in this country. We have, you know, cancer is at unprecedented levels, despite the fact that we've spent billions and billions of dollars and have more hospitals, more oncologists, there's more treatment centers, and yet despite all of that, this problem is going away. So I appreciate, Amy, your being here as well. We share our evening tonight with like-minded people, with people who are passionate about natural healing and about knowledge, and so that's what we're here to do, is we're here to share our passion, to share our knowledge, and want to take that knowledge and to turn it into power, because knowledge, as they say, is power, so we want you to use that power to benefit yourself, and to benefit yourself in a way that perhaps is the greatest gift that you could give to yourself and to your family, and that's the gift of wellness, the gift of life, and so... Again, in a country that values freedom, is there any greater freedom than freedom from disease? Is there any greater freedom than the freedom from the reliance upon drugs and medications and machines and such to keep us alive? We think that is among the greatest freedoms, because without that freedom, every other freedom becomes far less meaningful and far less beneficial to us. So that having been said, Amy, why don't you bring us into tonight's call, let everybody know why we're here, what we do, how to listen to this again if they want to, and all of that good stuff.
Absolutely. Well, again, as Dave was saying, we try to make this call very informational. And if you would like to pass this on to any friend or family member that you think might benefit from it, we try to make that as easy as possible. We have three ways that you can reaccess this information. One is by calling our replay line, and that number is 212-461-8911. Again, this call will be available on the replay line starting tomorrow for 1 week, and the number is 212-461-8911. Also, we archive the calls on our website, so you can always go to phporder.com, click on the education tab, and then you can click on conference calls, and there's a whole list of the archived conference calls from this year. So please check out the past conference calls. There might be some information that you maybe have missed that could be very beneficial for you. And the third way is, if we have your email address on file, we email out a web link each Thursday after the call. And with that, you can just click right there on your computer. You can play it right there on your computer, or you could forward that email directly on to a friend or family member that you think might benefit from the information. So please feel free to share it. We put it out here. We want people to listen to it. So please pass on the message, pass on the information.
Absolutely. There's one thing that we ask in exchange for the time that we spend preparing for these calls, in exchange for, you know, the part of our life that we dedicate to helping you gain this knowledge. We ask for something in return, and what we ask for is that if you believe what you've learned here is profound, if you believe that we are sincere, if you believe that this knowledge can be of use to someone else, don't be shy with it. Share it. That's our goal.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump in. Thanks, Dave. Let's jump into what this call is about tonight. And what we're talking about tonight is cancer. And as Dave was mentioning, you hear cancer everywhere. You hear it on the news. You see it in the newspaper. It's popping up everywhere. I'm sure not one of us on the call doesn't have someone in their family or their close set of friends that has not been affected by cancer. I know I sure don't. And so let's talk a little bit about what exactly is cancer, and we're not going to go into specific forms of cancer tonight. We're going to talk about cancer kind of as a whole, and cancer is basically a group of diseases characterized by uncontrolled growth and spread of abnormal cells in the body. If the spread is not controlled, it can ultimately result in death. Cancer is caused by both external factors and internal factors. And sometimes these causative factors act together or in a sequence to promote or to initiate the growth and spread of these abnormal cells, which is also sometimes referred to as carcinogenesis. Did I say that right? Carcinogenesis. oftentimes, 10 or more years could pass between the exposure to the external factor and the detectable cancer. So it really is like a silent killer lurking there. You may not even know you've been exposed to it, and it may not pop up. It may not rear its ugly head for 10 or more years. And so that's pretty scary. Who is at risk of developing cancer? Well, every single one of us on this call is at risk, and anyone, really any living person, doesn't matter what their age, what their ethnicity, what their background, what their religion is, anyone can develop cancer. And these are some pretty crazy, scary statistics that I read today. There's over 10.5 million this says American, so I'm sure if you include in Canada or North America, there's many more, but 10.5 million Americans were living in 2003 that have a history of cancer, had been diagnosed with cancer, fought it, and won that battle, at least for a temporary amount of time. Also, it's predicted in 2007 and this year that 1.5 million cases of cancer will be diagnosed. That is an incredible number. And that over 500,000 people, 559,000 Americans, are expected to die of cancer this year. That's more than 1,500 people a day. So this is a crisis. This cancer is the second most common cause of death in the U.S., and it's exceeded only by heart disease. And cancer accounts for 1 in every 4 deaths. So this is serious, serious stuff that we need to do everything we can as responsible adults or parents or, you know, loving family members or loving, you know, sons and daughters, to talk to the people that we care about an anti-cancer lifestyle. What can we do as responsible adults to minimize or to mitigate the risk of developing this awful and deadly disease?
Well, again, tonight, when people hear, you know, we're talking about cancer answers, maybe people were coming on thinking, oh, we're going to tell you if you have cancer, this is what you do. Really, that's not our goal tonight. The message tonight, now remember that prevention is cure, and that the Japanese say that same which can prevent disease might also treat the disease. But what we're here to talk about is prevention. We're here to talk about powerful foods that have a scientific basis as powerful disease preventors, and the disease that we're focusing on tonight is cancer. We are not going to treat or diagnose or cure a disease. We are not professing to be doctors, but what we are professing to be is knowledgeable about phytochemistry. And phytochemistry is the understanding of that intricate matrix of elements within plants. Phyto is the Greek word for plant. And within that matrix of plant elements are amazing blocking, suppressing, and repairing agents. Every plant has learned to deal with the stress that it encounters and has learned to survive in the face of that stress over millions of years. As a result, certain plants have developed powerful polyphenolic compounds. These are blocking, suppressing, and repairing agents. They could block damage that might otherwise be done to your body. They could repair, they could suppress the damage, or they could repair the damage. And we're going to tell you about several of those foods tonight, foods you might consider in your diet, in your lifestyle, increasing these foods. And we are also going to talk about some of those foods that are most responsible for causing cancer and some of the causative effects like chemical exposure and stress. So first, let's go ahead and talk about, Amy, what would you like to tackle first? Would you like to talk about foods that help to prevent and prepare your body, or would you like to first mention some of those influences that might actually detract from the strength of the body and lead to this condition?
Well, let me go down this quick little list, like the American Cancer Society puts out this kind of like quick hit list on things you can do to help lead an anti-cancer lifestyle. One says maintain a healthy weight throughout life. Okay, that's pretty much a no-brainer. And the foods that we're going to talk about that we're going to recommend help you maintain a healthy weight, and the foods that we're going to talk about that you don't want to eat usually lead to obesity, right?
Correct.
They also recommend adopting a physically active lifestyle. Well, we talk all the time that you have to incorporate exercise. You have to be physically active, and that definitely can help in this quest. Their third point is consume a healthy diet with an emphasis on plant sources. So that is exactly what we're going to talk about tonight. And then another point is they say if you drink alcohol, just to limit the consumption. And so I just wanted to mention that real fast. So let's talk first about the negatives, some of the things that can contribute to this disease.
Okay, we're not going to take a lot of time on this because we're just singing to the choir, but we do know that cirrhosis of the liver and liver cancer, drinking too much alcohol. We know that the lungs are affected by smoking and exposure to smog. We know that, you know, that having foods like hydrogenated oils can lead to cancer. We know that having foods that are smoked, foods that are cured, foods that have chemical preservatives like nitrates are very, very suspect. We know that having foods that are highly acid-forming, like meats and cheese, like meats and soda pops are very acid-forming. These are things that need to be avoided. In addition to that, you need to look for chemical exposure. You need to make sure that you're not next to electrical transformers. You need to make sure that there's not chemicals in the water that you're drinking. You need to worry about whether or not you're exposed to carcinogens in the particulate air matter. And so having clean air is very important. So your water, your air, and your food are vitally important, as well as that exposure, as we said, to chemicals. If you're in a business, for example, you're exposed to, in the past, asbestos, or perhaps you're exposed to coal dust. These are all things that could adversely affect your health and ultimately trigger a imbalance in your body that years and years later, after the incubation stage has basically occurred, the manifestation of disease in your body is not a reaction a day later to the influence. It's a reaction years later to the influence. Just as protecting yourself from cancer is not a day-to-day thing. It is what you do as a lifestyle, which years in advance keeps you from having something that might have developed otherwise within your body. That's what a preventative lifestyle is all about. And so there are foods that you should avoid, absolutely, and there's lifestyle choices you need to make, as Amy very, very eloquently established. However, what we want to focus on now is those superfoods, those foods that among the 10,000 edible species of foods rise above all of the others as cancer preventive foods. And we've identified about 40 of those that are woven into about 12 products. And so what I want to do, because we don't have that much time, is I want to take one product at a time in no particular order, and I want to tell you what we've learned about that food and why you may want to consider it as one of those foods that you use to help your body live a long life free from disease. These are, in my opinion, the cancer answers.
Absolutely. And as hard as we try to lead a diligent lifestyle, anti-cancer lifestyle and avoiding these things that you just mentioned, some of the things are out of our control. It's time. And so it's all about balance, and it's all about providing more good things than you are exposed to bad things. And the bad things that you're exposed to, let's try to cleanse, let's try to detox, let's try to get them out of the body so they don't sit there and incubate for the perhaps 10 years like we talked about. Or if you have something that may be incubating, maybe with all these superfoods, maybe we can interrupt that incubation cycle kind of thing. So let's get started, and let's talk about what we always talk about first. I bet everybody can guess that's going to be green foods. That's definitely Dave and my passion. That's what this company was founded around, was green foods. And there's a whole book about it. There's a CD about it. So we're not going to take the whole call talking about green foods, although we could because they're so amazing. But let's touch base on a couple of them that are very, very powerful that come to mind, and that would be spirulina. That'd be chlorella, and wheatgrass are super, or wheatgrass, or which is the organic kamut blend in our line. So, Dave, why don't you take a moment? You're definitely the expert here, and give us some information of how these three green foods relate to this anti-cancer or this preventative lifestyle.
Great. Well, let's take spirulina first. Spirulina is a microalgae. Spirulina has been studied by science extensively, and we know that spirulina is nature's most nutrient-dense food. And no food has a higher concentration of, say, vitamins and minerals and things like that. However, the value of spirulina goes way beyond that. You see, spirulina is an algae that not only has green pigments, it also has blue pigments. It is a blue-green algae, and we're not talking about Klamath blue-green algae. It is a blue-green algae. It has a very unique pigment in it, and that pigment means it is what makes it the color blue-green. Spirulina is a bluish-green color when you look at it in water or under a microscope. The green portion is chlorophyll, but the blue portion is something called phycocyan. And phycocyan could be easily broken down, phyco meaning a sea plant, just as phyto means a land plant, phyco means a sea plant, and cyan means blue. So sea plant blue is phycocyan. It comes in spirulina, and it has been proven in university tests, university studies at UC Davis. UC Davis is a very well-respected university in California. UC Davis showed that when you ingest 10 grams of spirulina each day for 2 weeks, that the levels of interferon and interleukin-1 and interleukin-4 are raised a factor of more than 10. That means these three chemicals that your body produces to defend against cancer are raised factor of 10 after only 2 weeks of ingesting a normal size serving of this product.
That's like, let's equate it to the military real fast, that's like sending 10 times more troops in to defend against this disease.
That's right. That's right. And so taking spirulina on a regular basis is a tremendous way to help, you know, ensure that your body is defending itself against these abnormal spastic growths of cells. Let's go to chlorella. Now, again, there's so many reasons why spirulina is great for you, but we're focusing tonight, again, on university studies that prove scientifically that after a short time of taking a relatively small amount of spirulina, that the cancer-fighting compounds that your body produces naturally, gamma interferon, interleukin-1, interleukin-4, that these are raised by a factor of 10 after only 2 weeks. I think that's pretty impressive. Spirulina, put it on your list of cancer answers. Chlorella, another algae, but chlorella is a different type of algae. Chlorella is a single cell algae. It divides faster than any other single cell that scientists have ever studied in nature. And that single cell has an amazing, amazing characteristic, Amy, and that characteristic is that it never mutates. Remember that cancer is nothing more than cells that have mutated.
They're abnormal and have mutated, exactly.
Now, the beautiful thing is chlorella has developed a defense because chlorella has more chlorophyll than any other plant on earth. And chlorella, because it has so much chlorophyll, performs more photosynthetic chemical reactions than any other plant on earth. And the reason that's so important, and this is the whole crux of it, scientifically, sunlight, as you know, contains radioactive and ultraviolet light. Radioactive ultraviolet light destroy cellular matter. Chlorophyll absorbs more sunlight, which means it has to process more ultraviolet radioactive light than anything else on Earth. As a consequence of that, it has developed blocking, suppressing, and repairing agents that help cells resist damage and mutation caused by radiation and caused by these type of influence like ultraviolet light. And so, as a consequence, scientists studied and found that they contain something called a ribonucleic acid, or RNA. A ribonucleic acid is a specific protein structure that triggers chemical reactions within your body. And what that chemical reaction it triggers is the strengthening of your nuclear envelope. The nuclear envelope is that force field around every cell that protects it from free radicals and damage done during cell division, which is when 80% of cellular mutations that lead to cancer take place. If during the time when 80% of cellular mutations that lead to cancer take place, you have strengthened dramatically the nuclear envelope that prevents that, then you have, in effect, dramatically improved your chances of surviving cancer, meaning of fighting and avoiding this cellular proliferation that we know as and mutation that we know as cancer. So chlorella needs to be put into your bag of tricks. It is one of the cancer answers. And what should we take next, Amy?
Why don't we talk about wheatgrass? That's something that Ann Wigmore kind of championed years ago. And let's talk about what wheatgrass can do for the immune system.
Did you want to put anything on the algaes before we put those to rest?
Just that they're amazing products, and I agree that everyone should take them because there's so many other benefits that we're not talking about tonight, you know, that you'll gain from, you know, incorporating these algaes into your, you know, your daily lifestyle.
Exactly. What Amy's referring to is that these algaes are loaded with carotenoids. They're loaded with high-quality protein. They're just phenomenal detoxifiers of heavy metals and cellular waste from the body. So they go way beyond just the benefits we're describing today. But wheatgrass, barley grass, these cereal grasses, they are also truly among the most important factors when it comes to a cancer preventive lifestyle. And the reason why is because these foods alkalize the body. They neutralize the toxic acids that times pollute the body, and these toxic acids that pollute the body literally create cellular waste that burdens the body to the point that toxicity or toxemia and toxicity cause cellular mutations. The use of cereal grasses is so important because they alkalize, but they not only oxygenate the body. They not only alkalize, but they oxygenate. And why is oxygenating the body so vitally important?
Because disease will not grow usually in an oxygenated environment.
That's right. Bacteria and viruses, but most important, cancer cells hate a highly alkaline and highly oxygenated environment. So, Amy, if someone's going to have a cancer-preventive lifestyle, obviously...
Alkalize and oxygenate.
Alkalize and oxygenate and detoxify. And those are three things that wheatgrass and barley grass are amazing. But I'm going to tell you one more thing. There was actually a study done at UC Davis by Dr. Yeshua Hota, and this was done back in the, I believe, the mid-80s. Am I correct?
I think so. I was going to say, yeah, the 80s.
And way back then, he took human mononuclear cells. These are human cells. And he bombarded them with the radiation from like 40 x-rays, back to back to back to back. And he watched, he literally watched the DNA become damaged. And then he added green juice from barley leaves into the cell culture and watched again in amazement as these same DNA repaired themselves right,
wow.
in front of his eyes. And so really amazing stuff. Of course, time-lapse photography, but still in front of his eyes. Really amazing stuff coming from the study of cereal grasses. And there's so much more in my book, Shameless Self-Promotion, The Green Food Bible. You could learn about dozens of such studies about green foods and how they might be an answer, again, in the preventive side, and prevention is cure. So those are a category. That category is green food. There's so much more to talk about. For example, we in some of our products, we put cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, kale, parsley, etc. These have things called glucosinolates, and they have things called phosphorothane. These are sulfur compounds that have also been proven by the National Cancer Institute, no less, to be protective and healing against cancer. So green foods across the board, and we've illustrated algae, grasses, and vegetables, all very, very beneficial.
Absolutely. So we always talk about our organic kamut blend, but the barley, the organic barley green juice, just as effective. The high ORAC veggie is a great product. It has the cruciferous vegetables that Dave was talking about, as well as the best of greens. Has a mix. The best of greens and the more greens are great products that we have in the platinum line because they contain spirulina, chlorella, wheatgrass, barley grass, and the cruciferous vegetables that Dave was just talking about. So you're kind of getting an all-in-one shot of green foods there in the best of greens or the more greens. So those are great products to check out if you don't already have a green food regimen or a favorite green food. Well, let's move on. We talked about greens. We talked about vegetables. Let's move on to fruits, Dave. And we have a super, super powerful product in our line, and that's called Apothecary. And the reason that it's so powerful is it has such a high ORAC rating. And ORAC stands for Oxygen Radical Absorbance Capacity. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, one of my favorite products, I just love it. It is called, again, Tarte Montmorency Cherry. We call it Apothecary. And what does that mean, apothecary? Well, an apothecary is an old term for basically a drugstore. And I call this Apothecary because when I tell you everything that is in this cherry juice, you're going to say, dang, it's like God made a drugstore out of a food. And that's the truth. And so while Amy thinks the most important reason why this is a cancer answer is because of the ORAC rating, I think there is so much more. So, but not to argue, just to put in my two cents. So an ORAC rating is the ability of a food to eliminate free radicals, and free radicals cause cancer. Free radicals are basically cells that are missing an electron or a neutron, and they try to steal an electron or a neutron from healthy cells. And when they do that, they have damaged those healthy cells. Now, once in a while, the way that they damage those healthy cells is in such a way that it causes that spastic reproduction, and that spastic reproduction is what we call cancer. So free radical damage can and does lead to cancer, and the oxygen radical absorbance capacity of a food is the measure of that food's ability to counteract the damage done by free radicals. And as Amy and I have learned, the Human Aging Institute determined that if Americans had 5,000 ORAC units in their diet from fruits and vegetables, that they could avoid 80% of diseases. And cancer is among the most prevalent of those diseases that could be avoided. The beautiful thing is one serving of tart cherry concentrate has 7,000 ORAC units, which is 40% higher than the upper level that is recommended in food. So that's a beautiful thing. That
it's not just ORAC. You're absolutely right. It's not just ORAC. It's so many other phytochemicals, like many times like pomegranates are so hot in the media right now. Blueberries are hot in the media as anti-cancer foods. So, but cherry actually has these phytochemicals just the same as pomegranates, just the same as blueberries. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think that everybody knows that people are going crazy over pomegranate juice, paying $2, $3, $4, $5 for a bottle of pomegranate juice, depending upon its size and purity. And here's the crazy thing. The reason they're doing that is because, well, they don't really know. They just know it's supposed to be good for them.
You just heard in the media it's good for us, right?
Exactly. But I'll tell you the reason why is because scientists have discovered that pomegranate juice has something called ellagic acid. And ellagic acid has been shown by the Human Cancer Research Institute, the Hollings Cancer Research Institute, ellagic acid has been shown to be effective against every known type of cancer. And the thing is, tart cherry juice concentrate has far more ellagic acid, serving per serving, than does pomegranate juice, and it costs half as much per serving or less.
Exactly, and I think it tastes a lot better.
I think it tastes better. Now, Amy, check it out. There's also something in tart cherries called parallel alcohol. Now, our cells release parallel alcohol, and it destroys cancer within our body. Parallel alcohol is the most powerful anti-cancer compound that I know of that's released at the cellular level to defend itself against cancer, and it usually only is released in the very late stages of cancer, as your body's last fighting back against it.
Right.
And here's the beautiful part. Tart cherry concentrate has parallel alcohol in it. And finally, because we could spend all evening on tart cherry, finally, tart cherry concentrate has an abundance of melatonin. Why is that important? From the preventative side, I'm going to tell you how important that is, Amy. According to Tel Aviv University, a very well-respected cancer research university, when women have elevated levels of melatonin in their blood serum, they are very, very unlikely to develop breast cancer and other types of cancer. And when women have suppressed levels of melatonin in their blood serum, they are far more likely to develop breast cancer and other types of cancer. And why is this important? Because tart cherry concentrate is nature's highest source of melatonin and contains more melatonin serving per serving than even if you went to the store and bought a nutritional supplement of melatonin. That's how potent tart cherry is. Now, remember, for fighting cancer now, preventing cancer, we have the ORAC rating off of the chart, 7,000. We have the ellagic acid, like that which is found in pomegranates, but far more. We have the proanthocyanidins, like that which is found in blueberries, but a lot more. We have the parallel alcohol, which is only produced by your body to fight cancer, and it's in tart cherry juice and the melatonin. This stuff is phenomenal, Amy. Just nothing I could say could demonstrate how enthusiastic I am about this product. And because I'm losing my breath, why don't you tell everybody about the our amazing aloe vera, how it complements the tart cherry, and some of the amazing mucopolysaccharides that are there that could also help the body to fight cancer.
Absolutely. Well, we have an aloe vera 40X concentrate, which is it's the strongest liquid concentrate available on the market. We don't believe in shipping water around the country. You can take a teaspoon of our aloe vera, and that is equal to an 8-ounce glass. You mix that in your juice or water. And as they've said, yes, it has an abundance of mucopolysaccharides, and aloe has been shown in research to actually increase that macrophage activity, which is your own immune system's response to infection and to disease. And there's been many studies done at the University of Texas, Center for Alternative Medicine, the American Cancer Society has looked at it, University of California at San Diego and their medical center. So there's a lot of evidence showing that aloe vera is a phenomenal thing to boost the immune system, therefore at preventing and protecting your cells against mutations and cancer. Also, there's been research that shows that the aloe vera can help your body to assimilate the nutrients and absorb the nutrients better and to keep them in your bloodstream longer when taken in conjunction with something else. So we always recommend you take the aloe and the cherry that Dave was just talking about together to keep that melatonin in the bloodstream even longer, to absorb more of those proanthocyanidins, to absorb more of that ellagic acid. So it's just a really awesome 1-2 punch to put the aloe with the cherry.
In fact, aloe vera has 5 different lengths of polysaccharides, and every one of those polysaccharide lengths has been shown to have an amazing therapeutic effect on the body. As Amy says, one of them suspends antioxidants, one of them stabilizes blood sugar, another one of them helps control basal cell reproduction of the skin, and of course this lightweight polysaccharide, mucopolysaccharide called polymannan, is actually incredibly protective against cancer. So really amazing, amazing stuff in aloe vera. But we still have a few more products to go and not that much time, Amy. Why don't we...
I know the time is clicking by really fast here. Let's talk about flaxseed. And flaxseed is probably more directed at women and breast cancer or our female kind of cancers. But let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, yeah, there's one study about flaxseed that's really important. Now, everybody hears about flaxseed oil. Flaxseed oil, to me, is a little bit of a fraud. It's almost like someone is trying to sell you like it's like a byproduct. So what I'm trying to talk about is flaxseed oil is missing the outer husk. It's missing the seed portion. And in the seed portion of flax is something, a powerful compound called lignan. And lignan, to show you how powerful it is, lignan helps prevent tumors from forming in the body. Now, lignan is so powerful that it is more powerful than, or more effective than tamoxifen. And tamoxifen, now I'm not saying that there's, you know, a replacement. I'm not saying that you shouldn't use the drug your doctor says, because I'm not giving medical advice. What I'm saying is to prevent cancer. If you look at this study, and it shows that women who have had cancer who use tamoxifen and women who have had cancer who use flax lignan have about the same effective rate. In other words, tamoxifen and lignan, the most effective drug known to stop the recurrence of tumors in women who have had breast cancer, is no more effective than a natural substance, and that natural substance has no side effects. So whole organic flaxseed, ground fresh, will contain an abundance of lignan. Lignan is a phytochemical that resides in the husk of flaxseeds, and that lignan has been shown to be as effective as the number one drug that stops the recurrence of tumors in women who have already had breast cancer. So why wait till you have breast cancer to stop the tumors from growing is my question.
Exactly. Absolutely. And flax seeds are so easy to incorporate into your diet. You grind them up. You can put them in a smoothie. You can put it over, like, your hot cereal.
You can use anything.
Exactly. So very easy to use. Well, let's move on to another product directed at women, and that is the product that we put together called Women's Defense. And, you know, every woman is afraid of, you know, going to the doctor for their annual exam and getting that, you know, negative result or positive result for the pap smear. And this formula was put together specifically to target those kind of cancers, like ovarian and uterine cancers, and it contains a wide range of medicinal mushrooms, which are awesome. There's a lot of research out there on that. It also contains red clover extract, which is has a very high percent of isoflavones. Dave, maybe you can touch on what isoflavones do in just a moment. It also contains cat's claw, Uno de gato, right?
Uno de gato, yeah.
Right, and that's been known and been used in South American cultures for hundreds, if not thousands of years as an immune booster, and so we include that, as well as it has fermented and sprouted soy, which again provides isoflavones as well as the glycidin, which is a super potent antioxidant that provides superoxide dismutase to the body. So if you want to expand on that a little bit, Dave.
Well, the most impressive part, my favorite part of Women's Defense, is the amazing array of organic and raw mushroom extracts. These mushrooms, for example, like reishi, maitake, shiitake, we have
lion's mane, turkey tail, tremolella.
We have actually nine different medicinal mushrooms. Each one of those has its own specific history and scientific research behind it. All of these are tremendous modulators of the immune system and help the body to protect itself against this condition. This product is very complex. It is directed specifically at the immune response to, as Amy said, uterine cancer and things like that. We can go on. We could dedicate an entire show about Women's Defense. There's been so much research that shows that when you take these certain foods, that you can really, I don't know how else to say it, because I don't want to cross any lines, you know, with the AMA or with the FDA. So let me just say that if you took the ingredients in Women's Defense and you put them onto your computer and you cross-referenced, the ingredient and put in, you know, a cancer, you're going to be really, really impressed with those ingredients and with the research that you'll find indicating that they can be very, very important in anybody's sort of battle to fight against the or to prevent the occurrence of cancer.
Absolutely, and we have a product called Women's Defense. We also have a Men's Defense product, which is a little bit more specifically targeting the prostate and prostate problems and cancer, and that contains herbs, like a wide range of herbs that act synergistically together, like saw palmetto, again, the red clover extract, which is rich in the isoflavones. It's been historically used by Asians and Europeans as a general immune enhancer. Also, Pygium extract, which comes from the African continent. It's been used for hundreds of years for prostate relief. Nettle extract, pumpkin seed, which is rooted in European culture for prostate problems, as well as lycopene, which is a concentrated carotenoid that's been shown to reduce the risk of colon as well as prostate cancer.
And you find lycopene in tomatoes and things like that. So this Men's Defense really is phenomenal. Prostate cancer is going to affect every man alive. So, I mean, start taking Men's Defense, gentlemen. The minute you turn 40, start taking Men's Defense, and you are going to see that you are not going to have to be among those men that are, you know, that are affected by this. I believe that is a pretty long list of cancer answers. That's a pretty long list of foods, power foods, that have a strong scientific, basis for using them in your diet, in your life on a regular basis. So By all means. This is an important call. It's one that I hope that you'll refer to back. It's one that I hope that you'll encourage other people to listen to. And I want to remind everybody that these foods are natural, pure, they're raw, they have a history of being used safely, they don't have side effects, and we cannot ignore the specter of cancer in our lives. Anyone who's lost a loved one or saw someone struggle with it, I've got to tell you, I went over, I've got a friend, her name is Amy Peterson. She is the one who's putting on our cancer survivor event up at the Oasis Retreat. We now have fully booked 22 women coming to the retreat. There's women who have survived cancer in the last 2 to 3 years or sooner. And so I went to meet with her and her mom, who is a breast cancer survivor. And as I come through the door, Amy greets me and she says, "Dave," she says, "my auntie's here and she just came from her oncologist. She has breast cancer."
Wow.
The minute I get there, I'm faced with that. So we spent time talking, beautiful, wonderful woman, her sister as well, and the love of the daughter. It was just a beautiful thing to have the three ladies there together. And I believe that together, with the support that they'll offer and the food that we're providing and with their energies that they're going to put into it, that they're going to win this battle. So everybody out there, please take, and include this woman in your prayers. I don't want to say her name, but she just found out that she has breast cancer, and she has the courage, and she is going to fight it, and she's going to use, you know, many of the tools that we spoke of tonight. So this is something that affects our lives, if not today, tomorrow. So be prepared. Don't ignore it, and maybe consider taking a defensive stance by using these quality of foods.
Absolutely, and we've been focusing the whole call on foods. I also wanted to mention another product that we have in the Platinum line that it's not necessarily a food, but it is all natural and safe, and that's our new product. That's the fulvic zeolite, and that is another wonderful product that can help with detoxification, and it can also help alkalize the body, and so that would be another product that I would recommend in the kind of regimen, the anti-cancer lifestyle and regimen to get those heavy metals out of the body and to help chelate other toxic material that may you may have been exposed
Absolutely.
To and may be accumulating.
Absolutely. Now we just have a few minutes left in the call here. So if you would like to let folks know how they could listen to this call again, how they could reach us through our website, our 800 number, and encourage them once again to share this information with others if they believed it was worthy of doing so. And then we're going to open up the phone lines. We probably have time for one or two questions, but we do have to end the call promptly at the top of the hour. And I sincerely hope everyone appreciates that.
Okay, well, I'll be real quick here. The replay line, if you want to pass this along or take a listen again, is available by calling 212-461-8911. Also, you can go to our website at www.phporder.com. Click on the Education tab. Click on Conference Calls. You can access this call along with many others that we've archived there. And if we have your email address on file, we'll email it out to you. If you're not getting the emails, please give us a call. Update that email address so we can start sending the valuable information out for you. So thank you again for everybody for being on the call. Let's go ahead and open it up and see if we can take a couple questions tonight.
Okay,
any questions tonight? And please, if everybody who's not going to ask a question, please hit star 6 to block out your background noise. We hear a lot of background noise right now.
Yeah, if we could please get everyone, pay attention for a second. Everybody, we need your help. Just hit star 6 on your phone because there's so much background noise when I unmute the call that we're not going to be able to take questions. So, and if you are going to ask a question, please turn down your TV, your radio, or whatever background noise you might have at that time. I really appreciate it. Now I'm going to unmute the line again, and we'll see what we got.
Awesome. Any questions tonight? We have time for just a couple questions.
Yeah, you'll feel it.
Any questions tonight?
Hi, can I have a question?
Sure.
A little call in there?
Yes, hi. I have a cousin that she was recently in her 40s, and she was recently diagnosed with lupus. And I want to know if any of these things that you offered can help her in the treatment. Now she's having liver trouble, and how can she benefit from any of these?
We have we create what are called battle plans, and we give these battle plans away for free, and we have a lupus battle plan that'll be ready within 1 week. So call and put your name on the list, and as soon as the lupus battle plan is ready, we are going to mail it out to you, okay?
Okay, any other questions tonight?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Hi, Amy and Dave, it's Flori.
Hi,
Flori. I have a client that I got her the first time today in my salon, and then I told her about the flaxseed, the ground flaxseed, because she has high cholesterol, and said that her doctor said that she cannot take because she's a survivor of cancer. So I thought it's weird, and I said I will ask you. I said that's like I never hear. Of course, I gave the booklet, and I told her about the activated body and the mood.
Yeah, they told her she doesn't have to use flaxseed. She could use it.
I put
Hello?
It, Dave, I did it. Okay, there we go.
She doesn't have to use flaxseed, although I think her doctor is crazy. But you could use activated barley mixed with green kamut and take that 3 times a day, and that's going to have an excellent effect on helping her maintain healthy cholesterol levels in her body. Okay, Flori?
The dry ground solvol kamut and the activated
barley.
That's
for you.
That's
right.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any other questions tonight? We have time for maybe one last question.
Yes. Can I ask? Oh, hello? Can I ask one more question?
Okay, one more question.
And what other countries do you have offices or places that people can?
Just the United States and Germany and Austria.
And in South America? In South America?
We don't.
No, ma'am. United States, Canada, and Europe, the EU.
I see. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you, everyone.
Pardon me. Do you have an outlet in London?
We don't have an outlet in London, but you could call and order through the EU distribution center, and it could be shipped from Holland or from the Netherlands into London.
So we have an office in the Netherlands that will ship to London, and our operators in the Netherlands can field orders in English. So what you need to do is you need to call us during the day, during regular business hours, and we'll get you the website and the contact information so that you could contact our European office based in the Netherlands, and they can ship to England.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everyone, so much for joining us tonight. Thank you, Dave, for all that awesome information. And we will be back with you next week. The subject of next week's call, we're going to be going over another one of our favorite products. That is the Tropic Oil, the extra virgin organic coconut oil, and telling you all about that, sharing some recipes and all about the Tropic Oil. So I hope everyone can tune in at that time.
Great. Well, I want to thank everybody for taking time out of their busy lives to be with us tonight. I hope that the information we shared is worthy of your, you know, having spent this time. I believe that it is. And again, access it. It is going to be part of our permanent record. Share it and use it. And if you do that, then we will have obviously feel that our time was well spent. So until next Wednesday, God bless everybody. Stay healthy. Remember to love yourself, to appreciate everything wonderful about life, because life is a gift, and we need to appreciate it. We need to live, and we need to, we can't just take it for granted. Go out there, live your life, enjoy your life, spread love and spread joy, spread all of the happiness that you feel, share it with others, and that's always easier when you're healthy, and we want to help you get there. God bless everybody, and good night.